This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Rajya Sabha has taken up a discussion on electoral reforms. Participating in the debate, BJP leader Sudhanshu Trivedi said that during the Congress's tenure, electoral reforms were never given due consideration. He said the Congress does not understand that votes are earned through deep bonds and trust. Earlier initiating the discussion, Congress MP Ajay Makan said the Election Commission must restore its credibility, cautioning that any loss of credibility could weaken democratic institutions. Earlier, the upper house resumed discussion on the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram for the third consecutive day. Union Home Minister Amit Shah had initiated the discussion on the national song on Tuesday. Concluding the discussion, Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha and Union Minister J.P. Nadda said that Vande Mataram is a mantra that awakens the soul of the nation and provides an opportunity to connect with the country's culture. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that India's carbon dioxide emission has been reduced by 736 lakh metric tons due to the use of 20% ethanol blending in petrol. Mr. Gadkari was replying to supplementaries during the question hour in Lok Sabha today.
Ethanol is the priority of our government, and under leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the objective of Atmanirbhar Bharat that has been set is importing around 22 lakh crore rupees worth of fossil fuels. Ethanol is a green fuel and it reduces pollution. Owing to use of ethanol, India's carbon dioxide emission has been reduced by 736 lakh metric tons, equivalent to the effect 30 crore trees being planted. That amount of pollution has been reduced.
Equivalent to 30 crore tree lagayenge, itna humne usme pollution kam hua hai.
BJP MP Tejasvi Surya today criticized the opposition, including DMK, for moving a motion for impeachment against Madras High Court Judge G.R. Swaminathan in Lok Sabha, calling it a weaponization of impeachment and an attack on the judiciary of the country. Speaking in Lok Sabha, Mr. Surya said the impeachment motion must be summarily dismissed. The motion was moved for his judgment on the contentious issue of the lighting of Karthigarai Deepam lamp atop Madurai's Tiruparankundaram hill. A total of 11 reports of the Parliamentary Committee on Public Undertakings were laid in both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha today. Later, talking to the media, Chairman of the Parliamentary Committee on Public Undertakings, Bejayant Jayapanda, said the committee reviewed various sectors, including rare earths and nuclear power. In West Bengal, a complaint has been filed by Bholanath Ghosh, a key witness in the CBI case against arrested and suspended TMC leader Sheikh Shah Jahan of Sandesh Khali at Rajbari outpost in North 24 Perganas. Ghosh was critically injured yesterday in a road accident that killed his younger son and his driver while they were travelling at Bashirhat Court to testify in a case related to Shah Jahan. Shah Jahan, currently in jail, was arrested after a CBI team was attacked in Sandesh Khali in early 2024 during a search operation linked to multiple criminal cases against him. The BJP has condemned the incident. IndiGo has announced a compensation of 10,000 rupees to the customers who were impacted due to airlines' operational disruption on 3rd, 4th and 5th of this month. IndiGo said this compensation will be offered in the form of travel vouchers, which can be used for any future IndiGo journey in the next 12 months. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today held an engaging interaction with a delegation of All India Muslim Personal Law Board at his office in New Delhi. In a social media post, the minister said that they discussed and exchanged ideas about issues related to registration of work properties. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Imphal on a two-day visit to Manipur today. During her visit, the president will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects. In men's cricket, India will face South Africa in the second T20 encounter of five-match series in New Chandigarh this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty. The Sensex surged 427 points to close at 84,818, while the Nifty added 141 points to settle at 25,899. And that is the end of this news bulletin.